Today's Shiz Mesechtas Vachem Da Pei Tes. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbaruch and Da Pei Tes Amin Aleph. At the Mishnah, the new Perek, says the Mishnah, Kol HaTodim Chaveroi, anything that happens more frequently than something else, Kainam is Chaveroi, comes before something that happens less frequently. The perfect example, as we're going to learn, if we have Kabbonis that come more frequently, they come before Kabbonis that come less frequently. And that's why, for example, on Shabbos, HaTamidim, the Karm Tamid, which is brought every day, Kaidim, as the Masafim, come before the Masafim, which only come on Shabbos. And this Halacha, which is known as Todav Sheena Todav, something which happens more frequently versus something that happens less frequently, is applied in all areas of halacha. That whenever we have two things to do, we first do the thing that's more frequent, and that's why for on Shabbos we have to bring the Karma Tamid, which we know is brought every day, and on Shabbos we also bring a Karma Musaf. The Tamid Shel Shacharis comes before the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. But it's important to point out that this is a halacha in the Tamid Shel Shachar. The first carbon that we bring is the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid that's brought in the morning, comes before the carbon Musaf. But when it comes to the end of the day, their halacha is that the carbon Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im comes last, because the Pasuk says, Allah Hashleim, Karbonas Kulam. The last carbon that's brought on any day is the carbon Tamid. And therefore, even though it's more tadir, it's more common than the other Karbonas, but it's the last carbon that has to be brought. If it's the last carbon that has to be brought, so therefore the halach is that it's brought at the last and then day. Musfe Shabbos, again, says the Mishnah, that if it's Shabbos, and Shabbos we bring a Karban Musaf, and it's also Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is that the Musfei Shabbos come before the Musfei Rosh Chodesh. And therefore the halacha, because the Musfei Shabbos come every day, and every Shabbos, and Musfei Rosh Chodesh come on Yontif. The Musfei Rosh Chodesh come before Musfei Rosh Hashanah, because Musfei Rosh Chodesh come every month, and the Musfei Rosh Hashanah can't come only every year. The Mishnah Amar, the Gemara says, where do we know this from? Because the Pasuk says, Melvad Oil Sabaka Shel Oil Satamid, Tasuas Eila, and the Torah Pasuk is coming to teach us that the Tadr, the one that comes more frequently, should come first. Of course, the Maram Masechta Taisus asks that the Maram Masechta Pesachim says that we're not allowed to bring anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar, because the Pasuk says, V'aruch Olaha Oilo. So Taisus asks, why do we need to have that Pasuk to teach us the Tamid Shel Shachar comes first? Why don't we just use what we just learned in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Tadr V'Sheira Tadr, Tadr Kaidim, and therefore the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is the most common carbon, comes first. So Taisus answers, the Pasuk of Avad Oilos Apoiker comes to teach us that the Shechita of the Karmat Tamid comes first. But our Gemara, our Mishnah, is not only teaching us regarding the Shechita of the Karmat Tamid, but all of the procedures done with the Karmat Tamid come first. Another Taisus that Rishonim suggest is that we know that every day the Kohen Gadol has to bring Chavite Kohen Gadol. That means he brings a Karban Mincha, half of it he brings in the morning, and the other half he brings in the afternoon. So that's brought every day. So if we would just rely on the concept of Tadav Sheira Tadav Tadav Kaidim, maybe the Chavite Kohen Gadol could be brought first. They also come every day. But now that there's a new pasuk that teaches us for Aruch Olah Oilah, that the Karban Tamid is always first, even when we have Chavitei Kohen Gadol and the Karban Tamid come first. Also, the Achrayim make a very important point, and that is that when we say Tadav Sheina Tadav Tadav Kaidim, that's referring to a situation where we have two Kabanas, and we don't know which Karban to bring first. That's where we say Tadav Sheina Tadav Tadav Kaidim. But if we're not bringing, if we started bringing a Karban, even though the Karban that we started bringing is a Karban which is not that Tadav, it's not that common, still the halacha is that the carbon that we began with we should complete, and that's why we need the pasuk of Aruch Aleha Oila, that even though normally if the halacha of Tadash Ana Tadar only teaches us when you have these two kabanas in front of you, but when you don't have the two kabanas in front of you, you started one, maybe you should be allowed to complete, you should be allowed to complete it, teaches us a new din of Aruch Aleha Oila, that the Karban Tamid always comes first. The Megdash David says that we need the Pasuk of Aruch Aleha Oila to teach us that not only does the Karban Tamid come first, but you can't bring two Kabanas at the same time, the Karban Tamid and another Karban, and then they're not violating Tadur Kaidim, because you're bringing it the first Karban, you're just doing it at the same time. Teaches us the Pasuk Varach Aleha Oila, that the Karban Tamid is brought first, and it's brought first by itself. The Rebbe Elazar Moshe Horowitz says a different teretz. He says, even if you don't have a Karban, the animal that you want to be able to use for the Karban Tamid available, so we would think that when, as we said a moment ago, when does Kala Tadu come for apply only in a case where they're both available? But here, since they're not available, so bring the other carbon first, teaches us for Aruch Aleha Oila that we always have to bring the carbon Tamid first. The Migdash David says that if somebody has two chiyuvim, one is something that is tadr, that's common, one is less common, and the even two kabanas that he has to bring, one is more tadr than the other, says the Midrash David, even before he arrives in the Azara, he has to work, and he has to make sure that he should bring the Karban Tamid first. And therefore, he says that even if the animal, which is not tadr, ended up being in the Azara first, the Karban you would bring first is the Karban that's Tadr. On the other hand, he says, that's all by one person. By one person who has to bring a Karban, the Halacha tells us, says the Migdash David, that he already, when he's preparing to bring his Karbanas, he brings the Tadr comes automatically first. However, he suggests, that's only by one person. But what's going to be the halacha when you have two people who are bringing kabanas, and the kohen started working with the carbon that was brought by one person, which is less tadr, and then somebody else shows up with a carbon that's more tadr? The halacha is that the kohen should, of course, finish what he's doing, and then do the other one. There's a very famous question that's discussed by the Paiskin. There was somebody who, for whatever reason, came to shul late Shabbos morning. And when he showed up in shul, he hadn't yet davened shacharis, and the tzibur is off to tefillas musaf. What should he do first? Should he daven shacharis, even though he's going to be davening shacharis b'yichidus, because the tzibur has already davened shacharis? Or should he daven musa first, because the tzibur is davening musa tefillah b'tzibur? The Mashag, and Shas Machus Mashag Chelik Aleph Simcha Beis, says that since we know tefillahs connected kabanas teknon, the tefillahs were established corresponding to the kabanas, So the halacha is we should follow the Seder. And the halacha is, as we're learning in our Mishnah, the Karmat Tamid, Shachris, always comes before Musaf. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, and the Shas of Chuvus Bar Yitzchak Oil Chaim Simon Chaf, this says not necessarily. He says that there are different halachas when we speak about kabbanis. There are certain halachas that if you don't follow those halachas, the carbon becomes disqualified. There are kabbanis, there are halachas that should be followed, but they don't necessarily disqualify the kashrus of the kabbanis. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, even though as we're learning our Mishnah, that the Talmud comes before the Musaf, the halacha is that if somebody didn't follow that order and he brought the Musaf before the Talmud Shel Shachar, the halacha is that the carbon will be a kosher carbon. And therefore, he suggests, here, this person has Musaf, that he could daven b'minyan, and he has Shachris, which he's going to have to daven b'yechidus. He says, since the Tfilas Musaf, if you'll daven it before Shachris, is going to be considered a valid tefillah. And moreover, we're going to be learning in our shiurim that on one hand there's a concept of Todir, and on the other hand there's a concept of Mekudosh, and we're going to be discussing those are both tools that the Chazal tell us are to be used in determining what comes first. So here, since it's going to be Mekudosh, the tefillah b'tzibur, and the tefillah b'tzibur musaf that you'll daven before Shachris won't in any way disqualify the tefillah Shachris. Therefore, suggests Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan that he should daven tefillah b'tzibur musaf and then daven Shachris. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalet Simen Vav, says that only applies that obviously, where he comes to shul and about to start davening musaf. However, so now he has to make a decision. However, he suggests something else. He says that, what are we saying in this situation? What is our dilemma? We have Shachris, which is the Todir, and we have musaf, which is the Mekudosh. But says the Tzitz Eliezer, what happens if he davened Shachris first, and while he's davening Shachris, he's going to have the tzibur is davening Musaf and he's davening Shachris. He wants to suggest that might be a situation of tefillah b'tzibur. Even though I'm davening a different tefillah than the tzibur is davening, they're davening Musaf and I'm davening Shachris. He wants to suggest that might still be considered a situation of tefillah b'tzibur. If that's considered a situation of tefillah b'tzibur, so that's why he says that's the best thing you should do. You should daven Shachris together while the tzibur is davening Musaf, and you'll have alamaylus. You'll be davening tefillah b'tzibur, and you will be davening what's todder first. Another question that comes up that the Paiskim discuss is what's going to be halacha when you have a mitzvah d'rabbanon, which is todir, versus a mitzvah d'raisa, which is not todir. So again, as we always discuss, the mitzvah d'raisa, of course, takes precedence over the mitzvah d'rabbanon. But here, the mitzvah d'rabbanon is a todir. So one raya that the Sefer Meloy Aroyim wants to bring to this question is from a Gemara Masechta Brachos, that Beis Hillel says that we say, when we make Kiddush Friday night, we say the Birchas Hayayin first, before the Birchas Hayayin. Because Birchas Hayayin is Tadr. Every time you drink wine, every time you drink grape juice, you make Birchas Hayayin. And Birchas Hayayin Kiddush, you only make Friday night. But ask the Meloy Aroyim, the Birchas Hayayin is a Drabonon. Birchas Hanan is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Birchas Kiddush is a d'raisa. And yet we see that Beis Hillel is taking the approach that the bracha that's todir, that even though it's only the Rabbanon versus the Raisa, should come first. And that is similarly the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh, that when we speak here about Tadr Vishena Tadr, Tadr Kaidim even means by Mitzvah the Rabbanon. The Tzlach disagrees. And he says that a Mitzvah the Raisa always takes precedence over a Mitzvah the Rabbanon. And the reason because it's considered more Mekudosh. He says, the reason over here why we can make the Bari Pri HaGofen before the Kiddush is because we really yoytz the Mitzvah D'Raisa of Kiddush by davening Shemoneh Esrei Friday night. So therefore, both the Bracha Hayayin and the Bracha on Kiddush are the Rabbanans. Since they're both the Rabbanans, we could apply now the rule of Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. If that's the case, there's a very interesting situation, because we know that women are also mechuyev in Kiddush. So if somebody is making Kiddush for women Friday night, and they have the chiv, the rice of Kiddush, and Berachas Hayayin is only the Rabbanon, what will the Tzlach say under those circumstances? Should we turn it around? And this is another reason that should we do the Kiddush before the Yayin. This is another reason why many women have the minig that even though they don't daven every day, they will daven on Friday night Ma'ariv. Because by not davening Ma'ariv Friday night first, we're going to have an issue that maybe the order of the Kiddush should be turned around for them. Ramosha says that the Maila of Tadir, says Ramosha, is stronger than the Maila the Maila of Tadir is stronger than the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur, and that's what Ramosha's opinion is. In the question of the Musaf and the Shacharis, he says it would be better to daven Shacharis first. The Michas Yitzchak discusses a situation where Rish Chodesh Cholamoid and again you have the same question, should you daven Musaf Tefillah B'Tzibur or Shacharis first? He says there is no question. He says there halach is that you should certainly daven Shacharis first. Says the Gemara. Menolon. So we learned in our Mishnah the rule of Tadav Shere Tadav Tadav Kaidim. Ask the Menolon, where do we notice halacha? Ask the Menolon, what's your question? The Mishnah was very clear. Could it come a time the Mishnah gave us the reason? Because the Pasuk said, Muvar Oilas HaBiker. So the Mishnah gave us the explanation how we notice from. Answers the Gemara, what we mean to ask is, Dilma Tamidim Hain the Kod Mula Masafim. You know what? Tamidim come before Masafim, Mishum the Tatiri. The Kod Matamid comes every day. But when we talk about Masafim, which are both Kabbanis that are not extremely common, since they are both Kabbanis, which are not extremely common, Menolon, how do we know that even in such a circumstance do we apply the concept of Tadr Vishayna Tadr? To which the Gemara answers, Amra below, the halacha that if there's two musafim and one is more tadr than the other musaf, we proceed with the musaf that's more tadr, because the Torah speaks about the first day of Pesach. On that day, the halacha, Torah teaches us that we bring quite a number of kabbanis. We bring for carbon musaf, for the carbon musaf of that day, a shnei parim, ayel echad, Shiva kvasim la'ayla v'sar echad l'chattis. And regarding these kabbanis, does the Torah say, v'var oil sabayka shal oil satamid tasu es eila. Amakra, the Torah says, ke'elu tasu l'shivas yamim. And from here we learn that she'ela ke'ela, the kabbanis that the Torah says, ke'elu tasu l'yoyim, should be the kabbanis like the kabbanis tasu es eila. That means, just like we learn from the Pasuk Tasas Eila that the Tamid comes before Musaf because it's Tadr, so too the kabanas that are referred to with the words ke'ela tassel yoim, the musaf that's brought on the 7 days of Pesach, the halacha is that the tadr should come first. And therefore, on Shabbos that comes out during Pesach, the kavan musaf of Shabbos, which is more tadr than the kavan musaf of Pesach, should be brought. That's the carbon should be brought first. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that that's what we learn from the word ke'elo? Hamibayle legufe. The pasuk is coming to teach us that ke'elo tassel yom shivas yomim. The Torah is coming to teach us that on every day of Pesach we should bring all of these kabanas, just like we bring on the first day of Pesach, and therefore it's not available for this limud. Answers the Gemara. Enkei nichtav. If that's all that the Torah wanted to teach us, the Torah could have just said, Eilu tasa liyom shivas yomim. The ke'ela is coming to teach us the halacha of tadar. Ask the Gemara, that isn't an option, because ikos of Eilu tasa liyom shivas yomim have a mina Eilu shivas yomim, that we should say that the shivas kvasim are brought every day of Pesach. That means, over the 7 days of Pesach, we bring one keves per day. The word ke'ela is coming to teach us that on every day of Pesach, we have to bring shivas kvasim. So again, it's not available. Answers the Gemara, the way we know that every day we bring all seven of these kabanas is learned from the word liyoyim. If the Torah wanted to teach us that we bring these seven kabanas over the 7 days of Pesach, the Torah should have said, Eilu tassel shivas yomim. The fact that the Torah says liyoyim means that every day bring all seven. Ask the Gemara, v'mai, why would we say it's liyoyim is not enough? Ema, we would have said, even if it says liyoyim, it shouldn't be satisfactory. Ema, maybe what the Pasuk is teaching us, first, the Torah says Eilu tassel yoyim, Eilu yoyim, that these should be, all of these kabanas should be brought for on the first day, and then the Torah Kedoshah says Shivas yomim lechem ishereich nechayich l'Hashem, Shai yomim lo yodana kama, but I won't know how much to do over the other days. Do I bring all of them every day, or some, or are they divided over the other 6 days of Pesach? So I need this pasuk of Ke'ela to teach us that every day we bring it. Answers the Gemara, Amakra Tasu. The way we know that every day the same amount of kabanas are brought is from the word Tasu. Tasu is Lashon Rabbim, and from the word Tasu we know that every day we bring the same amount, and it should call us Yosef Shavas. And if that's the case, the Ke'ela is available to teach us that Tadu comes first. Abaya Amam, the Abaya has a different way of learning that the Tadr comes first. He says, Megufa de Kra, from the Pasuk that the Mishnah mentioned. As we've been learning, the Mishnah said, Novar Oilus Aboika Shal Oilus Atomid. And as we asked, maybe this Pasuk is only speaking about the Karman Tomid versus the Karman Musaf, given that the Karman Tomid is extremely Tadr, it comes every day. It says the Gemara, if that's all that the Torah meant to teach us, Im Crane, why did the Torah add the words Ashloilus Atamid? To teach us the memory of the Hachta Tadir Kadam, that under all circumstances we always use the rule of Tadav Shena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. Says the Mishnah, Kal Mekudesh Mechaveroi, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, Kal Mekudesh Mechaveroi, anything that's more Mekudesh, the Allah is Kaidim Mechaveroi, comes before. And the Mishnah explains itself. Dam chatas, the halacha is that when we do zrik sadam of the karm chatas, kaidim ledam ha'oila. It comes before the zrik sadam of a karm oila. Why? Mneshi maratza. We know that when somebody is mechui of a karm chatas, he has the karm chatas serves as a kapara. Since the karmen chata serves as a kapara, that's why comes first. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the first we put on our talus in our morning, and afterwards we put on the tefillin because the rule of malam b'kodesh. As the achrayim, we are learning that kol. We just learned in our mishnah that kol hamakodesh mechaveroi kaidnul chaveroi, and therefore, since the kedusha of the tefillin is greater than the kedusha of tzitzis, why should we say? Why do we put on the tzitzis first? Why shouldn't we put on the tefillin first? So Rabbi Alocha explains that what the Shulchan Aruch, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Malam B'Kodesh, we put on the thing that's less Kodesh first. He says, so explains the Rabbi Alocha. Yes, there's a rule of Mekodesh coming first. But the Alocha Mekodesh coming first, what's the reason of Mekodesh coming first? Because when you do something that's Mekodesh, it's the way that you connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So suggest to be Alocha, what is the proper approach to connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The proper approach to connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going step by step. So the whole reason that Kol HaKadosh Mechaver comes first, because we want to connect ourselves properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way to connect correctly, connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by going that way. The Aruch HaShulchan takes a different approach. The Aruch HaShulchan's approach is a concept that we're going to be discussing often in our shiurim. He says, yes, the tefillin are certainly more mekudesh than the tzitzis. But on the other hand, the tzitzis are more tadur than the tefillin. Because tzitzis we wear Shabbos and Yontif, and tefillin we don't wear Shabbos and Yontif. So here we have the balance between mekudesh and tadur. And what the halacha here is that we go with the tadur. There's another approach how to answer this question that the Shas Tshuvos Beis Sha'arim suggests. He says that when the mitzvah itself brings more kedusha, as we're learning now, the dam chatos has in it more kapara than the dam oila. So there, halacha is we do what's mekudesh first, because we want to always do something which represents more kedusha. However, tefillin, it's not an act in itself. The tefillin are more mekudesh than the tzitzis, but the act of putting on tefillin doesn't represent an act that's more mekudesh. The fact, I think what the Beis Sha'arim means to say, is that when we speak about kabbonis, as we're going to be learning quite extensively in our shiurim, what we're learning here is that every carbon is supposed to serve a goal. And the greater the goal, that's why it comes first, the more important the goal. But it sits until it's not serving a goal. It's a mitzvah. When we speak about mitzvahs, there's no concept of kol mekudesh mechaveroi. Rashi asked the question that here we're learning that dam chatas comes before dam oila, because the dam chatas is mechaper. But the question is, dam oila is also mechaper. Because we know that the dam oila is mechaper mitzvah to say. So the answer Rashi explains is because that the dam chatas is mechaper on more serious averus. It's mechaper even averus which carry a chiv chorus, whereas the dam oila is mechaper on mitzvahs a say. The other question that Tosfos asks is, why doesn't the Mishnah say that the dam chatas comes before the dam oila based on an halacha that we speak about often? And that is that the halacha is that the carbon oila, the zrikas adam mishtaim shein arba, whereas the dam chatas is put on all four corners on the mizbeach. So the fact that the dam chatas is put on all four corners of the mizbeach should give it that level of kedusha. So Tosfos answers that yes, when it comes to the actual zrika, there's more zrikas adam by carbon chatas than there is by carbon oila. But on the other hand, a carbon chatas, the carbon oil is completely burnt, and therefore, since it's burnt completely, that outweighs the halacha of maybe that it's sprinkled on all four sides. That's why the Mishnah had to give the halacha, had to explain it the way we just explained. But now the Mishnah continues. We have a Karmel Chatas, we have a Karmel Oila, we did the Zerika Sadam, we did the Zerika Sadam as we just learned to do the Chatas before the Oila, and now it's time to put the Avarim, the parts of the carbon, on the Mizbeach. So here says the Mishnah, every Oila Kaidim Laim Berichatas, the parts that we put on the Mizbeach of the carbon oil, which is all of the meat, come before the parts of the Chatas. Mivneish Kalishim, these have the level of Kedusha that they're completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Continues the Mishnah, Chatas Kedemis L'Asham, we have a carbon Chatas to bring, we have a carbon Asham to bring. The carbon Chatas comes first. Neshadama Abakronis, the dam of the carbon Chatas, as we just said, is put on all four corners, and the leftover of the carbon Chatas is put on the side of the Mizbeach. So Rashi said, that what we mean to say here is that the Shvicha Shraim that we've discussed many times in our Shurim, that the Shvicha Shraim, the Shvicha of the leftover blood of a Karmel Chatas, is put on the side of the Mizbeach. And the way the Rishonim seem to explain what Rashi means to say, that Rashi does not mean to say that there is no Shvicha Shraim by Karmel Asham. Rather, what Rashi means to say is that the Torah speaks about Shvicha Shrayim by Karban Chatas. It says so explicitly that that's what you must do. By Karban Asham, it doesn't say it explicitly. To which the Shita asks the question that we know that something that's learned by a drasha is considered like a full-fledged daraisa. So if it's considered like a full-fledged daraisa, why should Asham and Chatas be different? So he therefore explains what the Mishnah means to say is by Chatas, there's blood that's put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, and there's blood that's put on the bottom half on the Mizbeach. Whereas by Asham, all of the blood, even though there is indeed Shvicha Shraim, and the Shvicha Shraim of a Karban Asham is considered a full-fledged Daraisa, because something that's learned by a drosh is considered a full-fledged Daraisa. But since it's all on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, it lacks that level of Chiyuv. The Netziv says a different pshat. The Netziv says that by Karban Chatos, the halacha is that you're supposed to go out of the way to leave over blood, that you should have blood to do Shvicha Shraim on the side. Whereas by the Karban Asham, yes, if there's leftover blood, the halacha is that it should be put on the side, but there is no halacha that you have to put it dafka, that you have to dafka leave over blood for that purpose. There's that mitzvah doesn't, there is no specific mitzvah, and that's why the Chatas comes before the Asham. Continues the Mishnah, Asham kaidim l'tayda, the Asham comes before the tayda. El Nazir comes, that comes along with the Shlomim when a Nazir finishes his Naziris. Nei shehu kachi kachim. That's kachi kachim, and this is not kachi kachim. And the tayda, and the halach is, that's not kachi kachim. Kachi kachim always come before kachim kalim. Tayda v'al nazir kaidim l'shlomim. A tayda v'al nazir come before kachim shlomim. Nei Shehei Necholim, the Taidal Nazar are only Nechol L'Yoyim Echad, whereas the Shlomim are Necholim Shnei Yom V'Lei Echad. And another difference is V'tunim Lechem. When we bring the Karmel Taida, or we come bring the El Nazar, we have to bring Chalas along with them, whereas that is not the Halacha by Karmel Shlomim. Shlomim Kaidim L'Bechor, the Shlomim comes before the Bechor, Neshe Tunim Mata Arba, the Dam of the Karmel Shlomim is put on the Mizbeach, Shtayim Shein Arba, whereas the Dam of the Bechor is only put with Matana Achas, Mesmicha. A Karban Shlomim has to have Smicha, and a Karban Shlomim has to have Nesachim accompany the Karban, and also requires Tenufas Chaz V'Shoik, which are all not applicable by a Bechor. A Bechor Kaidel Maisa, but Bechor comes before Maisa, Neshik Tishos Merechim. A Bechor becomes Kaddish the moment it's born. And V'nechel Kahanim, the Bechor is eaten to Kahanim, whereas Meiser, is not nechel specific ma'isa behema is not nechel kahanim. It's eaten to everyone. Hamaisa kaidim loifus ma'isa behema comes before a carbon that comes from birds. Neshu zevach. Anything that's brought from an animal is more kaddish, and the reason it's considered more kaddish is because we need to use a sakin, we need to use a knife, which, as we discussed in previous shiurim, is a kli sharis, to kill the animal, whereas a bird is killed with melika, and that makes it less kaddish. Yeshbay kachi kachim v'yeshbay. When we speak of mas behema, it's kachi kachim v'dama v'emurav. The halacha is that there are times that it's kachi kachim. The animal can be brought as kachi kachim and dama v'emurav. The blood and the murma put on the mizbeach. Chatas oif does not have a murim put on the mizbeach. Just dam. So this has dam and ve'murav. Since it has dam and ve'murav, that makes it more kaddish. Ha'if is kaidim l'menachas. When we have a bird carbon versus menachas, oif is come first. Ne'shemine damim. Whenever we have blood putting on the mizbeach, that represents zrikas adam, and zrikas adam is a very critical part in any carbon, and therefore wherever you have Zrik Saddam, it comes first. And I saw that just like by a person, there's the dam hu anefesh, the animal, when we bring a carbon, we also have the dam anefesh, the blood of the carbon. And therefore, that is considered extremely significant. Minchas chayta, carbon mincha that somebody brings because he did an aveira, and that's the way he has a kapara. Kaidim l'michas nadava, neshaba al-chayt. Carbon that affects kapara takes precedence. Chatas oif kaidemis l'oilas oif, became begdesha. When we bring makrev, two birds, one as a chatas and one as an oila, the halacha is we bring the chatas before the oila. And similarly, when we're taking the two birds and we're being magdish them, one as a chatas and one as an oila, the halacha tells us that we should be makriv, we should be magdish the chatas first. We learned here that oifus kaidim l'menachas. And I saw that the achrayim discuss, when we're saying that oifus kaidim l'menachas, that also apply to michas nesachim that come along with a carbon. That the halacha is that those menachas, if there are birds that have to be brought at that time in the Beis HaMikdash, should we first bring the carbon, the animal carbon, then the carbon oifus, and then the mechas? Or do we say that we bring the mechas nesachim first? So the halacha is that if the achronim want to suggest that if we're bringing a carbon, we should complete bringing the carbon completely. And since we should completely complete bringing the carbon, what the halacha will require is that we should first bring the zavach, the animal, and after we bring the animal, we should bring the mechas nesachim that come with it, and after we bring the mechas nesachim that come with it, then and only then should we bring the carbon oif. Says the Gemara. Menonimili, we learned that the dam, the zrika of the tabir chatas, comes before the zrika of the carbon oila. Ask the Gemara, and then we learned, but the avery oila come before the avery chatas. And what the Gemara wants to know, and the way the Rishonim explain, is there ought to be consistency. If the chatas comes before the oila, it should always come before the oila. And if it doesn't come before the oila, it should not come before the oila. Answers the Gemara, the Tanar Bonan, the Brisa teaches us. The Pasuk says when the Levim were inaugurated to do the Avod in the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, V'loka pa bakar mechosay soils blul ba shemen, pa sheni ben boiko tika lachatas. Pa sheni, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? Ba sheni ben boiko tika lachatas. In Baal Alamed, shen shnayim, if the Torah is coming to teach us that we have to bring two parim, the Pasuk says, so we know we have to do two parim And we know that one is a chattis and one is an oila. Matamaloimus, so what is the Torah trying to teach us with the words, or parasheni ben bokatika lechattis? Shiocho she te chattis kadams lechomas oila. That the complete bringing of the karma chattis should precede the carbon oila. Tamaloimer, or parasheni ben bokar tika lechattis. That the second one should be the karma chattis. E parasheni. If that's the way I'm going to learn, Parsheni Babak Tikkach L'Chatas is coming to teach us that the Chatas comes after the Oila. Yochai would think Shitei Oila Kadems L'Chatas L'Chomasa, that the Oila should come completely before the Karma Chatas. Tamalayim V'Se'echot Chatas V'Se'echot Oila. So here the Pasuk says that the Chatas precedes the Oila. So how do we reconcile these Pasukim? Ha'Ketzad, Dam Chatas Kodin L'Dam Oila, Mnei Shemaratza, with the dam brings kapara, which is more effective by the chattis versus the oila. But when it comes to the avrim, the avri oila comes first, because the avri oila completely burnt on the mizbeach, not the avri chattis. Ask the Gemara, Vamai, why do we say that the entire application of chattis is done before the oila? Maybe the halacha should be matana kabmais the mechaper tikdam. The first Rikas Adam of the Chatas should be done first, because that's what brings the Kapara. And then the other Kapara, the other Rikas Adam, as we learn, you do four Rikas Adam by Karma Chatas, then the other four Rikas Adam should be done afterwards. Answers the Gemara, Amar Avina, Hacha B'Chatas Alvim Askinen. Our Mishnah is speaking about the Chatas that were the Pesukim that we're learning are speaking about the Chatas that the Levim brought when they were inaugurated to do the Avodah, and that doesn't come for a Chet. So now we can't say that my makes this dam greater is that it comes for Kapara, because it isn't come for Kapara. And still, Kamarachmana, he tigdan. Still the Torah says the Chatas comes first. So we see it's not specifically related to the fact that it affects Kapara. Says the Marav Amri, and at Yisrael they said a different answer to this question. Hoyl v'hischel b'matanus. Once we began the matanus, we should do the matanus first, and only after we finish doing all of the matanus of the chatas, then we go to the oila. And Boilu asked the Gemara, dam chatas for every oila. We have the following situation. We have in front of us dam chatas, which usually comes first, and we have every oila. Eizman kaidim. Do we say dam chatas kaidim nei shemaratza, because it affects kapara? Idama every oila kaidim nei shem kolal ishim. And therefore, we don't know what to come first. Toshma, dam chatas kaidim dam oila. The Mishnah said that dam chatas comes before dam oila. So isn't the Mishnah mean to teach us, says the Gemara, le dam oila de kaidim, that the dam chatas comes before the dam oila. Le every oila, but when it's dam chatas versus every oila, that the Mishnah doesn't say that dam chatas comes first. Adirabba, but says the Gemara, we can learn another approach from our very same Mishnah, because let's learn the safe of the Mishnah. The safe of the Mishnah said every oila kaidim le emri chatas. So we see that every oila only le emri chatas would kaidim. The every oila come before the emri chatas, but le dam chatas le kaidim. Says the Gemara, al-mahal leka the Mishnah. There's no way, the Mishnah is unclear. And therefore, we don't know what to do. So Kiva Eger asks that maybe because the Mishnah is unclear, but the Mishnah is coming to teach us that we could do whatever we want first. So the Sfasem says that that's what he thinks is exactly what the Gemara means to say. Sfasem says he thinks that the Gemara comes to teach us is that the Mishnah is being specifically ambiguous. And the reason the Mishnah is being ambiguous is because the Mishnah wants to teach us that in such a situation, you could choose what to do. Next question. Do we say the dam oila kadam, the kosmikoyach kolol? It's coming from a carbon that's completely burnt on the mizbeach. And since it's coming from a carbon that's completely burnt on the mizbeach, that gives it a higher level of kedusha. Oidoma emri chatas kaidmim, dos mekoy mechaper. And the fact that something is a mechaper, as we're learning throughout our shiurim, gives it a precedent. Toshma, Dam chatis kadam dam oila. So we learn from here, dam chatis who the kadam dam oila. Aval emri chatis loy. Don't come before the dam oila. Ad rabba. It says again tomorrow from the Mishnah we could learn another way. The Sefer says every oila kadam lemuri chatis. So we see from here every oila kadam who the kadam lemuri chatis. But they don't come dam chatis dam oila. Does not come before Emri Chattis. And again, it says the Gemara al Maha, Lekala Mishmanei, from our Mishnah, we don't have a clear answer. Ibailahu, Dam Oilav Dam Oshem. We have Dam Oilav and Dam Oshem. Now ask the Gemara, Ezman Kodim, which one comes first? Do we say Dam Oilav Kodim, the customer Kayach Kalo, the customer Kodim that's completely Kalo, or do we say Dam Oshem Kodim, the Mechaper? Carbon Oshem is brought to affect Kapara, and therefore, since it comes to affect Kapara, it should go first. So I saw the Achronim asked the question. The Mishnah made it very clear that the reason the Dam Chattis comes before the Dam Oila, because the Dam Oila, Dam Chattis is Mechaper. So we see the fact is that it's Mechaper is a clear press, gives it Kedima. So why Adam Ashim is Mechaper, and therefore why shouldn't it come first? So I saw that the Achronim respond. It's not just the fact that the Dam Chattis is Mechaper, and the Dam Oila is not Mechaper, which is the only consideration. There are other considerations as well. That means the Dam Chattis, as we learned, goes on all four corners. The Dam Chattis is Meratza on an Aveira that brings Chiv Karas. The Dam Oshem is not Dam that's put on all four corners. The Dam Oshem is not Mechaper on Aveira that comes with Chiv Krisis. So even though, yes, the Dam Oshem is Mechaper, it doesn't have all of the qualities of the Dam Oshem. And therefore, maybe the Alokha, the Dam Chattis, comes before Dam Oshem, would not be applicable here. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Dam Chattis Koidum Dam Oila. Isn't the Mishnah saying that Dafka Dam Chattis comes before Oila? Aval Dam Oshem does not come before Dam Oila. Says the Gemara, Bedinu the Boil Misni Dam Oshem. Really, maybe the halacha actually is that the Dam Oshem comes before the Dam Oila. And the Mishnah should have said so. However, Vaidi the Boil Mr. Safe, as we've been discussing. The Mishnah wants to teach us that the Avery Oila Kondom Emri Chattis, the Tanil Emri Asham. If the Mishnah would have just taught us that the Avery Oila come before the Emri Asham, we might have thought, Hava Minal Emri Asham Udukadmi, that the Avery Oila come before the Emri Asham. However, Lemuri Chattis, given that the Chattis has all these special qualities, even the Emuri Chattis should come before the Avery Oila. Mishamachit Tani Chattis, that's why the Mishnah didn't speak about Chattis and Oila, but it doesn't necessarily have any bearing, or we don't know what the halacha will be with an Asham. Toshma, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Gemara tries a different raya. The Mishnah says, Chattis Kaidim L'Asham. What do we learn from here? Chattis would Kaidim L'Asham. Ava Oila, the oila doesn't come before Oshem. My lab, what does the Mishnah mean to say with this halacha? That the dam of Oshem, dam chadis comes before dam Oshem, but dam Oshem comes before dam oila. So the Gemara loy, the Mishnah is teaching about the Emrim, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the chadis come before the Oshem regarding the Emrim, but we don't have any raya regarding the dam. And says the Gemara dekanami. It says the Gemara, that's the proper way of learning the Mishnah. The Ktani, and they should don't knit and la'abra kanis al yisoid. Because the Mishnah said that dam chattis, shema mina. So here we see that the Mishnah said before chattis kaidim la'asham, it wasn't speaking about dam. It was speaking about the emrim. Because if the Mishnah was speaking about the dam, the Mishnah could have just said chattis kaidim la'asham shnei mitan, nitan. Why did the Mishnah say this twice? To teach us that's talking about the Emrim. Chattis Kodem Slashem, as we just said, because the Dam Chattis is put on all four corners. Adrabba, Adam Oshem Kodem, shouldn't the Oshem come first? Shekein Yesh Loi Kitzva. The law is that a carbon Oshem has a minimum price that you have to pay, Shtei Sloim, which is not the case by Kor Mechatas. Says the Gemara, Filoch Ribu the Mizbeach Odov. The fact that Chatas has more avoida on the Mizbeach gives it precedence. Oshim Koidim Toido, asked because it's Kachi Kachim versus Toido and El Nazar, which are Kachi Kolim. Asked the Gemara, but why don't we say Adrabba, when we say that the Toid of El Ed Nozer should come before the Asham, should came to them Lechem. As we said, those Kabbanas require Lechem, and this doesn't. It says, Dumar, Filachi Kachi Kachim Adifa. A carbon which is Kachi Kachim comes first. Toid of El Nozer come before Shlomim, because we learned that Nacham Liyoim Echad and Tunim Lechem. Ask the Gemara, we can make a counter argument. Ad Rabba, Shlom and Kadmi. The Shlom should come first. Shekein Yeshtam Tzibur B'Kiyachid. There's a concept of Tshamei Tzibur. There is no concept of a Toido El Nazar of a Tzibur. Says the Gemara, Filacha, Necholim L'Yom Echad. The fact that they could only be eaten for one day represents a high level of Kedusha and Adifa, that's why they come first. Ibailu, Toido El Nazar. We have two Kabbanas of Toido El Nazar, Ezimem Kadma. Do we say the Toida Kadma Shekain Tuna Abom Min Elechem? When you bring a carbon Toida, you bring 40 chalas, 4 times 10. And El Nazar, there's only 2 types of chalas. Oidoma El Nazar Kadim Shekain Yeshimai Dvar Macherim. With the El Nazar, the Nazar has to also bring a Chatas and Oila. A Toida doesn't require any other Kabbanis. Tashma, Zu Kaidemus Lazu. The Toida comes before the El Nazar. Zutan Abba Amin Elachem, because this requires 4 different types of bread, and the El Nazar ain't a tuna El Shnei Min Elachem, that makes that the Toida should come first. Hashlom Kaidim Lachar. Because we learned the Shlomim requires Shtaim Shein Arba, it requires Smicha, Nesachim, Tenufas El Chaz V'Shoik, all not applicable by Bechar. Ask the Gemara Ad Rabba, Bechar Kadam, the Bechar should come first, Shekein Kedushas Merechem, a Bechar has the Kedusha from the moment that it's born, and also Nechel Kanim, it's only eaten by Kahanim. It says the Gemara, Filoch is still Mitzvah Yisera Adifa. The fact that the Shlomim carry all these mitzvahs make it come first. A Bechar Kaidin L'Maiser, Kunei Shikudasa Merechem Nechel Kahanim. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Maiser Kaidin L'Maiser should come first, Shikaiva Kaddish L'Fan of Akrav. The Mishnah is and Masech B'chayrus speak about Maisa Behema, we know is you have 10 animals walk out through the door, and the 10th animal is Maisa Behema. But the Mishnah discusses situations where there was confusion, and you call the 9th 10th, and you call the 11th 10th, that the halach is that even the 9th and the 11th get Kedushas Bechar to certain degrees. By Bechar, there's only always one Bechar, says the Gemara, so maybe that should make that the Maisa should come first. Says the Gemara, Filahachi, Kedusha Merech Adifa. The fact that the Bechor had the Kedusha for when it's born gives it precedence. Maisa Kaidim La'ifis, because this is a Zevach, and there's sometimes Kachim by animals, and there's Damim and Amorim, all not applicable by Oifis. Says Ma Adra, we can make an argument that Oifis Kadmi, that Oifis come first, Shekain Kachim. The Oifis are brought only as a carbon oil Saif, Chatis Saif, which are Kachim. Maisa is Kachim Kalim. So shouldn't Kachim come before Kachim Kalim? And it says the Gemara, Filachi min Zevach Adav. Something that's an animal that's called a Zevach has precedent over a bird.